you look through the scriptures and when you see anytime Jesus wants to perform a miracle, you see him say, ask this question, what would you have me do for you? Some will say, I want to receive my sight, that my son will be healed, and so on. I don't know what question is in your heart. I don't know what you came, the desire that is in your heart tonight. Jesus is asking us again, what would you have me do for you? It's a question that I want you to answer by yourself. I just want us to bow our heads very briefly and say, Lord, I have come to meet with you. Can you just say to the Lord, that which you want him to do in your life this evening? Can you just whisper that word to him? Is it your sight that you want him to touch? Maybe you're having spiritual glaucoma or spiritual blindness, or is a child, or is your home. Whatever it is, can you say to Jesus? He said, whatsoever it is that you will say in my hearing, I will do. Can you say, Lord, please open my eyes. Can you give me direction for my marital life? Can you give me direction for my job? Can you open my eyes that I may see? Can you give me wisdom that I may right my wrongs? Can you help me, Lord Jesus? Speak to me in this conference. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Lord, I ask. Personally, Lord, speak to me. Speak to us. Let this word not fall on stony grounds. Let it not fall on the wayside. I release myself, O God, that your word may fall on the good ground of my heart. Jesus wants to deal with the root cause of issues in this meeting. Root cause. The root cause. He wants to go deep. We have been praying. We have been praying. But it's possible that that which you need is actually wisdom. Your prayer was not wasted because wisdom has come. Guidance has come. Help has come. Teenagers in the house, young children in the house, the Lord is coming for you. He said, I will speak to teenagers, I'll speak to students. I want to give them direction. I want them to start early. I want to fill them with wisdom. So don't disconnect yourself in this meeting. Release yourself to wisdom. Wisdom is not just in words. Wisdom is a person. Can you say, Lord, I release myself to you, Jesus. The wisdom of God. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, what God is going to do this weekend is huge. When they are calling out for wise women, when they are pointing to wise women, you and I will be one of them in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, the Bible talked about a certain wise woman. We are going to look at 2-3 persons in the scriptures. Two women that the Bible referred to as wise women. Hallelujah. I want us to open to 2 Samuel chapter 14. We are going to read from verse 2. Hallelujah. Did you bring your Bibles to church? Yes. All right. So can we open to 2 Samuel chapter 14? When they are looking for wise women in our family, they will call us. In our offices, in our clan, they will call us in the mighty name of Jesus. Are we there? Amen. Okay. Oh, let's start from verse 1, please. It says, "Now Joab, the son of Zeruiah, perceived that the king's heart was towards Absalom. And Absalom sent to Tekoa and fetched then a wise woman and said unto her, I pray thee, feign thyself to be a mourner and put on now mourning apparel and anoint not thyself with oil, but be as a woman that has long time mourned for her husband." Hallelujah. I'm going to stop there for now, and if need be, we'll read one or two other places. How many of us are conversant with the scripture that I just read? Okay, good. You know, it's a build-up of a storyline. The chapter before was about one of King David's son, Amnon, that fell in love with his stepsister, Tamar. And we know all the story. And how Absalom was very angry with Haman and planned a coup, if I will use that word, and eventually killed his brother. And because of that, King David was not happy with him and told him he didn't want to see him for a long time. But someone very close to David was able to discern and see that, oh, it's like now King David's heart is like he's missing his son. Joab is a very mighty man of war. He was a very mighty man of war. But how come he was able to see that this my strength at this point in time is not going to work here? I need something. I need someone to do this business for me. My closeness to King David won't do this work. What he was trying to do was to get King David to begin to call back his son to himself. But his might, his strength, a mighty man of valor as Joab could not do that job. Hence, he needed to call on to a woman, a wise woman. Hallelujah. There are things that your might, no matter how strong we are, there are things that our power will not be able to do. It's wisdom that will be needed at such a time. Wisdom is able to end a long-lasting war in your lineage. Some of us have been we have been pushing ahead of you, the mighty man of war. But will you gain wisdom in this conference? And check, perhaps, is wisdom that is needed in my home? Is wisdom that is needed to sort out this matter. Joab had to go a long way to look for this wise woman. In the name of Jesus, we will not travel too far before we see wise women anymore. Because God will raise and forge wise women in this place this weekend. That we go around the whole of Lagos and all over the world, and those people that are joining us. Wisdom will be forged. Wisdom will be given to us. That issues that have been long-standing will be resolved in the mighty name of Jesus. Even though this story, of course, Joab had his manipulations. And that was when I read it, I said to the Lord, I will be a wise woman, but I will not be used. I will not be used. She was a wise woman, but she was used by Joab. If you think the wisdom that God is giving to us is for you to use it for, to make money, it's my cut. Go far beyond that. Wisdom is needed in our lives, in our homes, in our offices. In the church, we need wisdom. A lot of wisdom is actually anywhere you find people, know that there's a need for wisdom. Hallelujah. You know, I remember when some couple of years ago when we went to bury my father-in-law. And the, my people from Delta, they have a way they communicate. They understand themselves. They understand themselves very well. Mommy, I'm sorry. It's good understanding. You know, there was a way they were speaking to my husband, and my husband needed to respond to them. But the way he was also responding, I knew that there might be war in this place. When the thing was getting heated. And thankfully that period, that was when we just started RCN Lagos. You know, it wasn't long we met Papa and all. You know, thankfully, my father-in-law died just about, not long after we started RCN Lagos. You know. So when this incident happened, Papa deployed two strong, mighty men to go with us. The very Chief Don himself. I was meeting him for the first time. 24 hours prayer. Have you seen it? I woke up several times in the night asking, don't these people sleep? They were praying 24 hours. I'm not joking. Immediately we got there, they started praying. So what you see Chief Don doing is not, it didn't start, he has been like that. So they were sent to support us in prayer. But while the support was going on, my husband was facing it. But his decision at that point, he didn't understand that it was very critical. The way he was responding, I had to quickly message Papa. I said, please, Papa, you need to reach my husband now. And Papa reached out to my husband and said to him, he said, if you allow these people manipulate you, if you allow them get you upset and really angry, they will enter you. So you better be very careful. He shared the one word of wisdom to my husband that day that he never forgot in his life. By the grace of God, there was a turnaround. If not, all the labors of prayers, of 24 hours prayers would have just... The reason why they were deployed is so that we will counsel and we can guard against spiritual, because they are also strong people in that other side. It's so that us can, we can overcome that which they are doing. But because if you do not understand that, what it's not all about prayer. If you pray and pray and pray and pray, and you do not know the wisdom to deploy at the point when you are at the, when you are faced with a physical issue, all the labors of 24 hours prayer was going to go down that moment, and they will get you. Many of us have been gotten today because after we have prayed, you prayed all through the night. You labored all through the night, but when instruction came, you did not do it. It reminds me of a brother again that joined us very early when we started RCN. He will pray and fast all through the night. Pray and fast all through the night. My husband had to tell him at a point that you need to hold on a bit. Then he got a call from home that he should come, that his father is sick. And my husband told him, don't go. You are not ripe yet. Lo and behold, before we knew what was happening, he had gone. When I was going to receive a call, I received a call. I was even the one they called. They called me to tell me that this brother was at the junction, at a T-junction. He had gone blind. He was not himself anymore. That was the beginning of his trouble. We will labor in prayers. You know, in the retreat, the last retreat we had, it was what? The power of a praying woman. And it was at the beginning of this year. In fact, it was at the prophetic meeting, the prophetic streams. The Lord gave me these two themes. The power of a praying woman and the anatomy of a wise woman. They sound like two completely different things. Until when we started preparing and planning, and I saw the link. We labor in prayers. Mama taught us during the retreat how that until your prayer gets to a boiling point, there are things that will not go. There are issues that will not go until you get to a level. And I was still telling us yesterday that there's this generation that we have, we cannot use the power, the strength that we inherited to fight the battle of today. What we are confronted with is way stronger, way deeper, way terrible than what it was before. A generation that lacks conscience, a generation that has sold their hearts completely to lasciviousness, to sensual spirits, to foolishness completely. And we think we don't need prayers. And someone is asking, what is your problem? Why are you stressing yourself with so much prayer? Let me stress myself. I need the prayers. I need the prayers. I need the stature. I need the power. So we think that after we have labored so much in prayers, then you come out in the morning and that your neighbor meets you and just says one word. Unknown to you, she was sent. Just one word after you have labored through the night and says just one word. And that's because of that one word, you forgot. Don't think because I'm a Christian. Don't think because I am quiet, then you will finish a complete labor. Some of us have gone to the mount. Some of us go from mountain to mountain, meetings to meeting, and then at the end of the day, where is the fruit? You don't understand, we don't understand that wisdom It's the right application of knowledge. You have labored to gain knowledge. Now come and apply. Then we now, that's where the issue is. We allow very little things kill the entire labor. In the name of Jesus, we are going with an unusual stature. We are going with an unusual stature, an unusual power and tenacity. Birthed by wisdom to confront everything that's been confronting us. Sisters, let me tell you. It is not every issue. It is not every friend. It is not every foe that you, or issues that you must approach as a lion. You must know when to approach things as a lion. Approach the enemy as, even the enemy, you must know when to approach the enemy as a lion, and you must know when to approach the enemy as a lamb. The Bible says, if they had known, they would have not crucified the King of Glory. There's a song that says, who could have thought that the lamb could rescue the souls of men? It was foolishness to man. It was foolishness. Lamb, rescue souls of billions of people, a lamb. That is the wisdom of God. That's the wisdom of God. Who would have thought that a lamb could rescue you and I? When Jesus said, I will go and die. It was as if die. Satan was looking at it, die. Okpeo. Is die. Eh? We will even help you kill. You know, Satan was willing to assist in getting it done through Judas. He wanted to use someone so close so that it will so pain Jesus. But Jesus, we are rescued today because somebody died. And today we don't want to die. The wisdom of God will cause death to your flesh. It will kill those things that you love. Fight. You must always respond. If you don't respond, you will die. If Jesus does not kill it, you cannot be saved. When I gave birth to my last child, I will never forget. I was in serious pain. Nipple pain. And my husband was on a fasting journey. You know, so months of prayer and fasting. So we try as much as possible to give him something good when he's breaking. But this very day, I was so much in pain, I couldn't pay attention to what the maid then had made. I didn't know she had gone to make spag, jollof spag. I told her to do jollof spag quite all right. But I didn't know she had used pepper that had totiwu, that gone sour. You know how it will come out. When she brought it, I said, yeah. I tasted it. I said, well, he's a man of God. Maybe you taste it and, you know. I didn't know what I was doing that day. I said, I can't deal right now. Anything I see there, let's see. And then my husband went there and as he just took one spoon. I was baiting the baby then. The next thing I just heard, What is this? You know, I've been waiting, I've been fasting. Can't I just get a good meal to break? Bah. Then I start beating the baby, listening to, you know. And then the next thing, the Holy Spirit whispered to me and said to me, if you respond, it's going to end very terrible. But if you don't respond, this whole thing will die. While after I had said that, another voice came. I said, I think you have had enough. You can't take this anymore. You must respond and let him know that you too can talk. So I was bent in between two opinions. Guess what? I bent for that one that looked better. You know? Because even me, I was boiling at that time. And then I spoke. I said, what is it? I've had enough. Must you always shout? Must you always? I spoke. And that was it. The whole thing went out. Bad. Not beating, no. It was not beating. It had never beaten me. It just went south. It went bad. You know. Those were very early days. I think we've not started RCN then. And that was 3 days, the whole house was under tension. Nobody was talking. Everywhere was heated. Pastor Surayo and Pastor Victor came like 3 days after. The whole house was still tense. Ah! Pastor Victor said, what's happening here? POC, what's happening here? This atmosphere. Eh? He used to call me Sister Grace. Abi Auntie Grace. Eh, boom. What's happening? I said, Pastor Victor, it is not well. Oh my God. I saw opportunity to break that silence, you know. I said, Pastor Victor is not well. See. You know. It was recently we're still talking about this thing, and I think Pastor Victor said, Pastor, my husband was not happy that he felt you took side with me. Oh my God. Well, to end the whole thing, it ended that day. Thank God for God sending. I don't know how many days that thing could have gone. And I don't know what could have, but the Holy Spirit told me, if you keep quiet, this thing will end. But if you speak, it's not going to end well. You know, a lot of times, a lot of us, especially as believers, you hear that voice. We hear the voice. It is the voice of wisdom. That's the voice of wisdom calling you. Because the Bible says that wisdom calleth. It crieth. It's crying. RCN Lagos. Lagos women. Wisdom is calling. Wisdom is crying. If only you will listen and follow wisdom, many of our marriages would have been preserved. Many of our marriages, many of our children, even your children, the way some of us undo the children. It was Reverend John that was saying recently. He said, person know they may take decision when they're angry. You know, he said, person know they, you know, no, don't take. We have taken so many decisions in anger. And that is why we are where we are today. Young people in the house, this weekend is dedicated to you. The Lord is saying to you as a young person, I like that my teenagers, my daughters are in the house. Hear wisdom. Start wisdom early. Start calling for wisdom early. Start praying for wisdom early. I remembered when I was younger, I used to pray for wisdom. And I know that I have wisdom. There are things that many women, many things that I say that do this way. And do this way. You're looking at me that it's because you are. It is not because. It was wisdom that I asked for. And I walk in wisdom. I'm not saying I'm perfect yet. I am still. That is why this weekend was. God sent us this thing for this weekend. Because I'm also entering another level. Every one of us are entering different levels. When you started as a wife, it was a different ball game. When a child began to come, at that age where they came, it was a different wisdom you needed. Now that they are teenagers, you think you will use the wisdom of when they were toddlers. You lie. With the level of exposure that these children are exposed to, with the level of subtlety, they are ready to make you look like a fool. They'll make you look like a fool. We need wisdom. You see, wisdom is mystery. Please, if you did not write anything, write this one down. Wisdom is mystery. That is why it is not easy for a natural woman or a natural person to act in the wisdom of God. The wisdom we are talking about is not old women fables. It is not the wisdom of this world. Because the Bible makes us to understand that there's the wisdom of this world. The Bible says the wisdom of this world is sensual. When you hear the wisdom of this world, it makes sense. You know, Papa has taught us the difference between truth and true. It's not everything that is true that is the truth. So the wisdom of this world can sound to you like true, but it might not be the truth. That was why we prayed yesterday for the spirit of truth. Because there are things, there are truths that you will not be able to bear. Jesus said, there are things that you will not be able to bear now. But how be it when the spirit of truth comes. Many wisdom that the Lord will be saying to us, you might not be able to bear it. But when you ask that the spirit of truth envelop me, help me, give me ability, give me capacity. If I start sharing different places that the Holy Spirit has interjected my decisions, some of us are killing ourselves today because we have refused to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. There was a time I almost hanged myself. I wanted to kill myself. I won't tell you that story so that you will not laugh at me. Because looking at it in retrospect, I'm like, if I had the opportunity to have related the reason why I wanted to hang myself, what will I say? You know, a lot of times, if we go, the reasons why we take, where we do a lot of things, some of us have banged the door and left the house. You packed your things and left. You have gone to stay with friends, stay with your, back to your parents, causing and complicating your matters, complicating your issues. Then when they now sit you down, explain what happened. Explain what happened. Before you, it was big. But when you now start explaining, you now discover that, this thing. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20. I'm going to read that in NLT. It says, wisdom shouts in the streets. She cries out in the public space. She calls to the crowds along the main street, to those gathered in front of the city gate. How long You simplestons, will you insist on being simple-minded? How long will you mock us? Release your mocking. How long will you fools eat knowledge? Come and listen to my counsel. I will share my heart with you and make you wise. That is the voice of the Lord to somebody here. Come, let me make you wise. All those batterings, all those energy, it's not going to land you anywhere. Understand that wisdom is a mystery as well as a person. That understanding should help us adjust our mindset to know that we are not talking about, what we are talking about is not something that is common. And we are not talking about common sense either. That wisdom, when it comes to you, is going to do you something. It's not going to be easy for the flesh. So that is how you know that this thing is indeed the wisdom of God. When it's easy for the flesh, check it again. Check it again. What is anatomy? It's the study of structure or internal working of something. It's like saying in depth of something. Look critically at the root cause. Check well. Check inside. Go to the root cause. Anatomy is like, let's extray this thing. Let's check inside and bring out the real thing. Hallelujah. How do we recognize a wise woman? You recognize a wise woman the same way you recognize a foolish one. You recognize the both of them by their speakings, their actions and inactions. You know, we understand that every man has a king's spirit. Joab understood this, understood that he needed wisdom to enter the king, not might. The scripture in Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2 tells us that it talks about that there is the spirit of the Lord as shall rest on him. Now see, it says the spirit of wisdom and understanding. Then there is a spirit of counsel and might. I want to stop there. We must know when to exert might. And when to exert wisdom. There are two parts, if I will use that word, of this, what the Spirit can engage us in. The spirit of wisdom can be what you need at that time, and the spirit of might might be what you need at a certain time. Hallelujah. There's various compartments of men. There's a man's part. There's a king part in every man. Even if he is poor, he doesn't have money. There is a kingship life. Something that God has made in a man by default. You must know when you are speaking to your husband as a husband. You must know when you are speaking to him as a friend. You must know when you are speaking to him as a king. Many times where we miss it is when we are supposed to be speaking to him as a king. He's expecting that you speak to me as a king, but you want to be him to speak to you as a friend. But I expected that you will say it like this. At that point in time, is a king, Ahaz, what's that man's name? Is it Ahasuerus? That Esther's husband. Mm-hmm. Vashti did not know that it's not husband that was calling her. It was king Ahasuerus. Let's understand this God will give us, that's the wisdom we need. We need to understand the wisdom to know when, and of course, if men are listening, vice versa. You know? Then we too, we are queen. Hallelujah. Vice versa. We must understand at what point we are speaking. But it's because it's a women program now. So don't always make me talk to men. Let's talk to ourselves. You know, the king spirit. We must know when we are relating with our husband as a king, so that we don't get it mixed up. Lest you'd get dethroned like Vashti. Look at what Esther did. Esther knew she was going to a king. Initially, she wanted to, when Mordecai said, this thing you're going to go and discuss is not is a national issue. Know how you will go and discuss this. You're not going to meet your husband. You're going to meet a king. You are going into a council. It took her 3 days dry fast. Some of us don't even know how to pray for our husbands. Then when an issue comes up, I know he has to understand. And he has to understand what I'm saying. Is it not making sense? It will not make sense if you do not deploy the wisdom of God. There is a point at it is a point in that we need, you might need to take that. That matter that you have, you've been telling your husband for years is not yet. Maybe you should go and date 3 days fast. 3 days fast on that matter. Look at how easy it became for Esther. She it now became where she would be saying, tell King, call a man today. She didn't even talk about it immediately. She brought, like it took, was it 3 days? Feast. She was even doing feast. You want to talk serious matter, you were doing feast upon feast. Hallelujah. When you deploy the wisdom of God, what you have been laboring for years can happen in one day. Hallelujah. But as long as you want to still use your feast, you might get it wrong. You might not get it right. Hallelujah. Number two, you also recognize a wise woman by her ability to preserve, build. She doesn't seek to destroy. She wants to build and preserve. Can we quickly see this scripture of 2 Samuel chapter 20. It's a very interesting story. I'm hoping we can read it. Let's see. 2 Samuel chapter 20 from verse 1. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Have we been blessed? Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. And there happened to be there a rebel whose name was Sheba, the son of Bichri, a Benjamite, and he blew a trumpet and said, we have no share in David, nor do we have inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to his tent, O Israel. Hallelujah. Please let me open it myself so that I might skip some places because I need us to pray, even if it's 5 minutes. Praise the Lord. So every man of Israel went up from after David and followed Sheba, the son of Bichri, but the men of Judah clave unto their king from Jordan even to Jerusalem. Verse 3, and David came to his house at Jerusalem, and the king took the 10 women, his concubine, whom he had left to keep the house, and put them in the ward and fed them, but went not in unto them, so they were shut up until the day of their death, living in widowhood. Then said the king of Hamas to Hamas, Amasa, assemble me the men of Judah within 3 days, and be thou here present. So Amasa went to assemble the men of Judah, but he tarried longer than the set time which he appointed him. And David said to Abishai, now shall Sheba, the son of Bishri, do us more harm than did Absalom. Take thou thy Lord's servant and pursue after him, lest he get thee, it gets him and gets him fence city and escape us. And there went out after him Joab's men, and Sheritite, and the Pelitite, and all the mighty men. And they went out to Jerusalem to pursue after Sheba, the son of Bishri. Please follow this reading. When they were at the great stone, which is in Gibeon, Amasa went before them, and Joab's garment that he had put on was guarded with him, and upon it a girdle with a sword fastened upon his loins in the sheath thereof. And as he went forth, it fell out. Let me jump and go to, because I want to bring out this part where the wise woman came up. Okay, good. Let's move to 15. So, okay, 14. And he went through all the tribes of Israel up unto Abel and to Beth Amach and all the Perites. And they were gathered together and went also after him. And they came and besieged him in Abel of Beth Amach. And they cast up a bank against the city. And it stood in the trench. And all the people that were with Joab battered the wall to throw it down. Then cried a wise woman out of the city, yea, yea, say, I pray you, unto Joab, come near Ida, that I may speak with thee. And when he was come near unto her, the woman said, art thou Joab? And he answered, I am he. Then he said unto him, hear the words of thy handmaid. And he answered, I do hear. Then she spake, saying, they were wont to speak in old time, saying, they shall surely ask counsel of Abel. And so they ended the matter. I am one of them that are peaceable and faithful in Israel. Thou seekest to destroy a city and a mother in Israel. Why wilt thou swallow up the inheritance of the Lord? And Joab answered and said, far be it from me that I should swallow up or destroy. The matter is not so, but a man of Mount Ephraim, Sheba, the son of Bishri, by name, has lifted up his hand against the king, even against David. Deliver him only, and I will depart from the city. And the woman said unto Joab, behold, his head shall be thrown to thee over the wall. That's a woman. Then the woman went unto her people in her wisdom, and they cut off the head of Sheba, the son of Bishri, and cast it out to Joab. And he blew a trumpet, and they retired from the city, every man to his tent. And Joab returned to Jerusalem. That city would have been destroyed completely, including her. But that woman said, is it not just one head you are looking for? Wait. It's not all of us that offended you. It's just one man. Don't worry. We will throw it to you. And immediately that she threw it, he ended the matter. Wisdom. Bible says wisdom is profitable to direct. Wisdom. How an entire city was delivered. That was the same step that Abigail took. The entire home would have been destroyed, including her and her husband. Because David would have finished them. I was a mighty man of valor, but a wise woman. A wise woman. In our generation, what we is needed is just a wise woman. We need a wise woman in Asorok. We need a wise woman in politics. We need a wise woman in education. We need a wise woman on the mountain of music. We are needed. This woman did not have to be a woman of war to have preserved an entire city. God is looking out for you and I, how he can save this city. He said he has called us to do what? Snatch women from their destruction and make what? Kingdom functionaries out of them. If only more women can rise in Lagos, a lot will be changed. Number three, wisdom requires spiritual engagement. We have talked about that. You can just note that. The story of Esther, you might need to fast and you might need to pray. Lastly, the opposite of wisdom, and this is where we are going to end. The opposite of wise is fool. Foolish. Wisdom. The opposite of wisdom is foolish. Foolishness sometimes is man's foolishness. Just as we have the wisdom of man or of the world, we have wisdom powered by God, and we have foolishness powered by the devil. Galatians chapter 3, verse 1, it says to us, "O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you, that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently sent forth, crucified among you?" Some of us, some of you do not know that the reason why you are having marital issue is foolishness. And that foolishness is powered by a witch. It's powered by manipulation. It's a manipulation. Some of your attitude and your action is powered by witchcraft. Some of the foolishness we are displaying is not eyes alone. You have seen where some men have carried. Pastor Victor, did I miss something? Eh? Sorry. It's not. It's not ordinary eye. Some foolishness is not. Many men have packed their load. Looked at beautiful children and they packed their load and left the house and went to the village. And you think it's ordinary. I was still telling someone recently on this matter. I said, that woman needs to pray. And she said, everything is not prayer. I said, sorry, ma. He has about 6 children, 5 girls and a boy. They were looking for a boy. That was why they did today at 5. They now have a boy. And the man still packed his load and went to the village. That is foolishness, right? But you know that this foolishness is not ordinary foolishness. It's a foolishness that is powered by a witchcraft. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Some of the decisions some of us have, and yeah, we are going to rise. We want to rise at this junction. We want to rise at this junction. We want to break the yoke of foolishness. We want to break the yoke of manipulation. Pastor Toby. We want to break the yoke of manipulation. I don't know who it is, but God wants to come true for you. You have taken decisions and you know that this decision, I know that it is not by my power. It is not ordinary. There's something happening in my life. There's something happening in my home. There is something that is happening around my business. There's something happening. I just make decisions that are foolish, wrong decisions around business all the time. In the name of Jesus. There are packets foolishness for you. But there is a power in the house tonight. That wants to break the yoke of foolishness. Oh, Marika toka barakaten, nekito zoto bababaka darabasandaraba, elegedebos, elamika doshe bebeberakoto bahanda, elemanakose derebakopa, aleketa bakadasha da bakateke debos, ilnebukorieke daba, akome leke sete dedea, rekete bebebekato sete dedebakopa, rekete bakopa, elemakose tedekabarakato seba. In the name of Jesus, who has bewitched you? In the name of Jesus, the power to break the yoke is available. Oh, Masaba, Nenia Bokarida Sosa Bahanda, Lemana Kosata. Maybe you are in the house, you want us to pray for you. You know, you have made mistakes, and that mistakes, the mistakes that you have made, is powered by foolishness. As I leave the stage, I want to hand over to our mommy. You want to come out so that mommy will pray for you. Whether you have taken decisions, and you know this decision is not ordinary. It's not ordinary. Mercy is available. Mercy is available. Mercy is available. You can come and let us pray. You can come and let us pray. We want to break you that yoke. Jesus wants to break the yoke. He wants to break that yoke of foolishness. He wants to break that yoke of foolishness. He wants to break that yoke. That yoke that makes you take go in a circle. You keep taking wrong decisions. Your marital life, you take wrong decision. Amen. Please, I have two altar calls I need to make. I must make it whether you come out or you don't. It's an instruction that the Lord gave me, and God said to me that there is or there are a woman or woman in the house. I saw you had a lot of like different boxes on you. And the Lord said to me, you are carrying a lot of weight. Jesus wants to lift it. He wants to lift that weight. You feel oppressed. You feel oppressed. Today the Lord wants to lift that burden. We have prayed for you. This but we just want to lay hands on you so that this will leave once and for all. Then secondly, the Lord said there's someone in the house or maybe following us online that is having second degree cancer. If you will not be ashamed, come forward. We want to pray for you. The Lord wants to heal. He wants to heal you. He wants to heal you. He wants to heal you. Masha.